Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Boy, I'll tell you something, Michelle. What really gets to me is the whole issue of children out there in America really in the throes of an environment that is what we call obesogenic. And that means that everything around it is just pushing you and triggering you and cueing you to overeat, and certainly, you know, overeat the wrong stuff. And if you're a mom, wow, you know, how do you deal with all of this as a woman, you know, striving to navigate children through the maze of all this? Dr. Francine Kaufman is with us, an expert in the field of childhood diabetes, an endocrinologist, professor, author, researcher, and the author of Diabesity, probably the seminal book on this whole issue, because there's such a strong relationship between diabetes and obesity. So, Dr. Kaufman, let's look at the issue of childhood diabetes. How does it happen? And talk to us about this being a family affair.
So first of all, I want to say that we're talking about type 2 diabetes in children, not type 1, which occurs in a very, very different process. So type 2 diabetes, often the setting begins in utero. So women need to be at an ideal weight, ideal fitness before they get pregnant so that they don't risk getting gestational diabetes. The child exposed to a gestational diabetic pregnancy is going to be more overweight and have a much higher chance of developing type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. So
I never knew that.
This is a full cycle. Begins with mom planning pregnancy, being at optimal health, doing everything she can not to get gestational diabetes. If she does, managing it as meticulously as possible. And then from then on, mom and dad have a lot of choices to make about nursing, about how are we going to feed our child, where is food going to be placed in our family life? Is it going to be what we need to survive, or is it going to be all that we do all day long? And physical activity, the same kind of thing. So there really needs to be a big commitment to an active family, a family that makes the right choices, that teaches children to self-regulate their own intake. You know, two-year-olds often don't eat very much. Good for them. You know, I always tell my patients, you know, I've never seen a two-year-old starve to death. They eat when they want, and we shouldn't try to force feed them. When you start to force feed them, they lose that awareness of what it means to be full and when to stop eating.
So, you know, I remember my mom told me that, you know, when she was observing me as I was a little kid, that I just, you know, I ate like a little bird, and I was out there terrorizing the neighborhood with my siblings and my friends, and I was never force-fed. I ate when it felt right. So I had my graham crackers, you know, at 3 o'clock, and I had an apple or an orange, and it just all felt right. I look at the amount of food kids are getting today, and I'm just blown away. First of all, there's no ritual to the eating. It's 24/7 any old time. There's no planting your behind in a chair and actually, you know, having
a
ritual.
Family.
Yeah,
like a family meal.
Really, even a snack. I mean, we sat down and, you know, we enjoyed it with, you know, the family, and then off we were going to do our little thing outside. And it's so different now. The rituals are different, Dr. Kaufman. How is that impacting on this?
Well, I mean, imagine, you know, the poor mother, a single woman with multiple kids, two jobs. I mean, you can imagine what stress she's under. She's trying to get, you know, her kids to be happy. They've been advertised to since the beginning of time, so they actually can drive some of the food agenda in the home and want to go to a fast food restaurant and have junk food. And she's so stressed, and money may be an issue, and these things are cheaper than good food.
They are.
So there are women who I think we need to not vilify, but figure out how can we really help them in their very tough environment and under dire circumstances often. So the women who have a lot of luxury, I think, are really working hard. There's all these support groups now. There's tons of tools out there on the internet about promoting water, having your kids cook with you, making menus together, sitting as a family, not going, you know, to the easy default of junk food all the time and making it a rare treat, buying back the candy at the end of Halloween, all kinds of stuff. So I think, you know, in my neighborhood, the west side of Los Angeles, you see a lot of these changes. Everybody's at the Whole Foods, getting the right kind of things. Schools are making a difference for meals. I really worry about the children, our minority children, our children living in poverty. Mm-hmm. Now with what's happening with food stamps, I mean, we're really looking at, I think, we've stabilized the crisis. We could actually watch the crisis come back at even a higher level if we don't have the right policy set so that families can do what they want to do. I've never met a mother who comes to me and says, you know, I really want my kid not to be healthy. They always come, what can I do, Doc? Many women don't even know how to read a food label. So there's a lot of education we need to do. And when we do that and we can get the right policies in place, then I think we can watch families come back to the family meal, make the right choices, have fruits and vegetables available. But it's really those poor women I worry about the most.
Well, there's a great magazine out there that's accessible to almost anyone, and it's called Chop Chop. I'm sure you've seen
right.
it, and it's been around
Absolutely.
For quite some time. I know the founder very well, and it's a brilliant play on this. And what it does is it gets kids involved in the cooking process, the preparation, buying the groceries, and speaks to organic gardens, just like Alice Waters in her beautiful work up in Berkeley. And I think that just having children appreciate the full cycle of food, where it comes from. It does not come from a processed bag or a box. You know,
those
are science fair projects. We're talking about natural foods. And so a huge amount of education has to take place. But, you know, it can be made quite simple. And I think you're absolutely right. Those mothers really want to hear this. They want it done in a simple way that's accessible to them because they have enough stresses in life as it is. They're usually single moms with a couple
right.
kids and holding down two jobs and, you know, with a restricted budget. How do you make it work and give them hope?
Right, and we've been running a program at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles called Kids and Fitness, out in the community, at the hospital, you name the venue, we've been there. And honestly, these mothers with food stamps, living in poverty, often single mothers, we teach them how to read a food label. They've all got a calculator on, even their dumb phone has a calculator, so they can figure out portions. You know, they were fooled in looking at those big bags thinking, well, that big bag is a portion, right?
Right.
No, and so we teach them what a portion is. We involve the kids. We talk about, you know, the plate filled with color. First of all, we talk about the right size plate. You know, we all have these huge plates, and people want to fill their plate. We got to go back to the right size plate, the right size cup, drinking water, low fat dairy. There's messages we teach them, like, you know, on their fingers. Drink water, low fat dairy, eat together as a family. Don't skip breakfast, portion control, physical activity, 1 hour of screen time, 2 hours of physical activity every day. And it becomes like a mantra. And
I absolutely love this. It's just beautiful. You know, Dr. Kaufman, you have really shared with us some incredibly potent insights and also a tremendous amount of hope. For everyone who wants to read more about this, Diabesity is the book, and the website is Children's Hospital LA, that's CHLA.org. Dr. Kaufman, we cannot begin to thank you enough for your words of wisdom. I'm sure it gave a lot of women hope out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fran, for all the tips. Now, you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King-Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.